Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chisholm McClough, and we thank you for being a part of Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio and Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. This month on Esteem Yourself E-Magazine, the edition features the article entitled Confidence, Own It, It Is Yours. A brief synopsis of this article reads, what is confidence? According to Webster's Dictionary, it is a feeling or consciousness of one's powers, or of reliance on one's circumstances. It seems that successful and important people are experts on the subject of confidence. They recognize the strengths that gives them the power, and they realize how important this quality is, not only to their character, but to their success in life. They own their confidence. Do not let your lack of confidence stop you from doing anything. Learn to own your confidence. You can read this and many other inspirational articles by going to Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. The website is esteemyourself.com. Also, join us on Facebook where we continue to enlighten, empower, and esteem you through daily posts. Our Facebook page will allow you to find ways to learn and blossom. It's a great way to boost your self-esteem for the day. Join us by going to facebook.com/esteemyourselfezine. In addition, join us on Twitter by going to twitter.com/esteemyourself. And I must mention Esteem Yourself Monthly Gut Gems, which is amazingly filled with popular self-boosters, newsletters, and many other wonderful things that we give you there. Be sure to sign up for it if you have not already. You can sign up on esteemyourself.com. These gems are a way for you to be a part of Esteem Yourself E-Zine and get inspirational, motivational, and gain self-esteem tips and keys to brightening your day and your month. Again, feel free to also check out some of the information we have on the tool menu, which is on the toolbar at Esteem Yourself E-Magazine. These tools allow you to gain strength and to learn more about yourself and build your self-esteem. Today we are completing our part two series of Feel, the Turn Your Negative Feelings into Your Greatest Allies. We are very glad to have Michelle Barcel join us again. Michelle is known as a visionary leader in emotional consciousness who challenges common thought and understanding regarding emotional well-being. Combining her training as a psychotherapist along with her perspective insight, Michelle continues to lead thousands to a new level of assessing and celebrating their potential. Hello, Michelle, and welcome to Esteem Yourself Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's so great to be back on, and I'm so grateful to be sharing some more information with your audience, and I just loved what you shared in the beginning and how all of this impacts confidence and our well-being.
Definitely. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we're having an amazing conversation in part one of the series, and we focused on fear. We touched a little bit on the small self, which is attached to the ego, and then we ended up a little bit being abrupted about self-love, and I know that's where we kind of ended off. But what I want to do is I want to go back a little bit to an important part that you mentioned, and that was about ego and that small self and the big self. And I want you to explain more about the small self and ego and how it's attached to our emotions.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, that small self, we see those stories of, two different parts of within us talking. You know, we have this side that tells us to go for it, that we've got all that it takes, that really encouraging side, and really that's the part of us that believes in ourselves, and that's, of course, that's our essence. And then we have this small self that's got that has those doubts, that feels overwhelmed, that you hear those messages of not being good enough or not enough in some way, and that is the small self. And so this is very much attached to our emotions, because that the messages that you're hearing are coming from your ego. Your ego and your is just another name, really, for the small self, for our understanding. Because what this is about, and what we must understand, is that these two parts of us are always going to be in battle when we are about to expand, when we are being that version, when we set a goal or we have a vision for ourselves. That small self comes in, and it comes in because when you have a goal or a vision, you're ready to expand, and that feels unsafe to us on some level. And it's really important for us to recognize that that's the small self's job. It's the small self is there to keep us safe, is there to make sure we're ready to take those leaps. And when you start understanding this, see, what we do right now is we just kind of, when we start hearing the small self messages of not being enough, or gosh, that was a dumb idea, or all these the negative self-talk that can come up, a part of us buys into it, because we're just like, oh, well, yeah, I guess, you know, why else would I be feeling this way? So the small self and negative feelings are very attached. But the reason why they're attached is because a negative emotion is warning us that we're buying into fear. We're buying into a version of ourself that's not our truth. And so when you begin to understand that small self is just there to protect you, but that you have a choice, you have an option, and that option is every time you experience a negative feeling to understand that ego is going to come in with the fearful beliefs, but what really the energy that's trying to come through is an empowering message trying to guide you to show you how you can claim more of your power. And what happens is that we don't know this power exists in us sometimes. Like, we don't know how far we can go. And that's what I think is so exciting, is that your negative feelings are actually indicating to you that you can go further, that there's more of your truth, more of your gifts that you are ready to share, and it's your time. And so if we can begin to shift listening to and understanding that there's another voice available to us when we experience a negative feeling, that gives us choice, and then you're able to consciously respond. And the more you do, the more confident you become in yourself, because you're actually listening to your inner wisdom. You're listening, and you're being on the side of your greatest gifts. And that's what, when you have a vision and you take those steps that are in alignment with it, that's how you build confidence. That's how you build your sense of self. And that is exactly what your negative emotions are guiding you to do. They're saying, hey, here's the fear, but you have a choice. And this is what it's calling for you to expand in a way that makes you uncomfortable, but you're ready for it.
Perfect. And when you talk about being uncomfortable, I like how you say that, because I feel like that is really what it is. We definitely are uncomfortable when it comes to growth. Before we can grow, generally there is a trial, there is a step, right? So there's this ladder or this area we have to overcome that difficulty, and it is always uncomfortable, you know? That's when you want to pull back, right? That's when you're not quite sure if you want to move forward in whatever step you need to take to overcome that. So as we talk about growth and recognizing growth, how can we recognize that? Because when we're going through these things, like, you know, as you're telling me all this, and it makes perfect sense. When we go through it in life, it's very difficult. It's not as easy to sometimes recognize that this is what's happening. These are the actions, you know. This is what's taking place in you. How can we start to recognize that this is growth, or we have now come to an area where we must allow ourselves to kind of grab onto the big self and let go of the small self.
Yes, well, that's what I agree with you. That was exactly it. How do we know? How do we know when we're self-sabotaging, or how do we know when, you know, we really should hold back? And that's the gift when you learn to understand your negative feelings from love, because you will know you will be able to recognize through your negative feelings when you understand the empowered message that's trying to come through. So let's take an example of you feel you're ready to take this next step, but you feel intimidated. You have self-doubts, and that sense of intimidation is there. And so that is a signal that is alarming you, that you are in fear. So what's great about this is, like, in the emotional Stone Age, we really didn't have a way to know and to recognize. But now, when we consciously choose to recognize our negative feelings from an empowered place, we're saying, oh, this is a signal. My negative feeling doesn't mean what my ego is telling me or my small self is telling me, that I'm intimidated and I should be because I've gotten in way over my head or whatever it's saying. You're turning to the empowered message. And that empowered message that's coming through intimidation is saying, whatever you are looking at that's intimidating you, that, and you see it in another, that is a mirror for you. That's showing you what is available to you. That scares you. And so there's the conundrum that we're in, because there is a part of us that's scared out of our wits, and then there's that part of us that's saying yes. And when you understand that a negative feeling is alarming you, that a part of you is in fear, then you can say, okay, I understand you're afraid. I'm going in uncharted territory, but I'm also understanding that this is what I have to gain. So it's like, what you're doing is you can recognize through the negative feeling that something's going on here. It's your alarm. I'm in fear, and I'm getting off my path. That's all that negative feelings are now, when you start to understand them from love. And then you say, okay, you don't try to push away the fear. It's like, okay, fear, I know you're here. I know you're trying to keep me safe. But that's when you can make a conscious decision to say, is the safety worth it to me anymore? And here's the gift of pain. The reason why we go to the depths of pain is because it ultimately makes us decide it's not worth it anymore staying safe. That all those benefits that the small self tries to give us of why it's better to stay small, to stay safe, it just doesn't work anymore. We're in so much pain, we're willing to take that risk. We're willing to do things that make us uncomfortable, even though we don't know the outcome, even though a part of us would rather not, because it's worth it to do anything to get out of that pain. But the good news is we don't have to go to that depth of pain anymore if we recognize our negative feeling as an alarm, and then we can say, oh, I get it, and I get what my empowered self is trying to show me, that whatever I'm getting intimidated about, I'm capable of, and that's what I'm being shown. And it's up to me now if I'm willing to take that step forward, if I'm willing to take that leap into the unknown, and be okay with the fact that even if it doesn't turn out as my ego expectations might say that it should turn out, that I'm proud of myself because I'm moving out of my comfort zone, and I'm moving one step closer to my vision.
Wow, very great. That's amazing. As you explain this, I think about all the times when people sometimes say to themselves, why me? You know, that term of, why am I going through this? You know, why? And as you explain it to me, it sounds like, why not take this test? Why isn't this test being given? Of course it's given to you, because you're the one who needs it. You have to go through that, you know? And so, I know this is really interesting, right? Because I'm saying this opposite thing when people are saying, why me? But we should say, why not us? Why not take both?
You got it.
right? And why not take that to another step where you can say, you claim the big self. You say, this is what it's trying to show me. So I love how you explain in that, you know, where you almost have to talk it out. Like, I like how you talk it out and say, okay, this is what you're showing me. This is what's going on. I don't think we have that element. A lot of people don't have that element of thinking it through and saying, this is what's happening, and being rational. Maybe our emotions. You talk about emotions in the book a lot. And when you talk about the feeling and emotions, you know, and how that determines a lot of times the way we, you know, what we do and how we do look at things. Talk about the emotions to the listeners a little bit in regards to emotions and how it controls the big self and the small self.
I'm sorry, talk about emotions and what was the last part?
Oh, and how it's actually related to how you are able to relate to the big self and the small self.
Well, you know, the great thing about emotion is that it's energy. And emotion fuels our intentions. So your whatever thoughts you have, you can have your emotions working for you or working against you. And, you know, and a lot of people know this, and that's why they've really tried to work with the law of attraction and really try to work to manifest things using their positive feelings. But what's so great about learning how to feel every emotion as love is now you also have your negative feelings on your side. They become your ally. And your negative feelings, you know, what you were saying, like you were saying, I love this process because you talk it out. And that is what's so great about it is the reason why we're able to talk it out is because we're not afraid of what the small self is saying anymore. See, how it's been set up in the past is that we really don't want to hear what the small self has to say. And so a lot of our energy goes towards running away from it, trying to free ourselves from it and somehow like cut this negative part out of ourselves.
Right.
And
yeah.
I know that's how I was. But if I was honest with myself, and that's what finally happened, I had to get honest and say, you know what, I can do all these things to try to be positive and try to avoid these negative feelings, but truth be told, the same negative feelings keep popping back up for me, and I realize that although my life is good, it's not where I want it to be. And that's what led me to this whole path of recognizing that we are in the emotional stone age, we are in a state of resistance. We are resisting our negative feelings on some level. We judge them, and what we resist persists. And so there's no way that we can, I don't want to say there's no way, but it makes it that much more difficult for us to be able to go for our dreams, go for our vision, when we're resisting. And so what's great about feel every emotion is love is that you become a receiver. And that's our natural state, really, is that we are natural receivers. And that's how we're intended to be. And right now we are so off balance. So many of you are probably great givers and great givers to the point where you're not that good at receiving anymore. And what's great about this is if you do that enough, if you give, guess what? Your negative feelings are going to come in to tell you that's not good. That's not helping you. And your negative feelings are there to teach you to become a better receiver. And so, you know, your emotions are they're this energetic fuel that's waiting for you to claim it and understand how it's truly here to serve you. And it's only been the limitations of our mind that would say that there can't be anything good in something that we term as negative. That is a creation of our ego. That's a creation of our fear to say nothing good comes out of something that we term as negative. It's our ego that actually thinks of our negative feelings as negative. And so if we can tap into our heart, if we can tap into our empowered self, and we can see that these emotions are alerting us to something, and the energy available through them are there so that we have the rocket fuel to get us out of our comfort zone. Because the truth is, we like being comfortable, but our hearts are guiding us to be our best and biggest version of self. That's where we gain fulfillment. That's where we gain joy. And so we need that extra rocket fuel. We need that energy to say, hey, it's worth it. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's do this. And that's when you find yourself doing things that your rational mind would never think is possible. And that's when life gets really exciting.
Definitely. That is when it gets exciting. And as you talk about how we begin then to realize that, you know, we see ourselves as actually love is in everything. It's all positive. Even though we have created negative as these negatives will control you, we realize that the negative is actually a growth, a stepping step. It's a stepping stone to life. And then we start to look at life differently. You know, when you start to look at life differently, it really changes your perspective and what you expect from life. And so I think that's what your book does, is it allows the reader to start to see their life as a positive life and not so much as a negative one, as we have been taught it is when we go through trials, or that there's something that's missing, or that we have some type of, you know, something is happening to us that creates this tension and conflict, and that the conflict is actually good. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, as we've been, you know, taught that it is. So I love that. And it takes me to self-esteem and self-love, as you talked about love and talked about how feeling, when you use these, the feeling, you realize it's all love-based and using it in a love manner. You start to realize how self-esteem is so connected to, and self-love is so connected to each and every one of the emotions that you're going through. And so I want you to just briefly tell us about how we can, as in regards to the listeners, how women can start to use your book to start to build self-love, start to realize that it is actually part of the component of this book.
Oh, yes, it is, very much so. That's a great question. So what we have to realize is that in the old model, in the emotional stone age, especially for us women, we've been taught to see this vibrant energy within us as something as shameful, as something as weak, as something as broken. And this is one of our greatest strengths. And, you know, I talk about this in depth in the book. Like, really, the study of psychology was originally from the Greeks, the study of our soul. And it was when science tried to take over and make this all about the mind that, you know, this inherent power that's within women began to be shamed. And so what we have to understand is that the old framework actually creates self-hatred, unconscious self-hatred, because when you judge yourself if you get angry, when you judge yourself for feeling jealous, when you judge yourself for any feeling, any negative feeling, that you are saying that a part of me is not right. And that creates unconscious self-hatred. And it does not serve us. Because what we say is, oh, I shouldn't be jealous. I should be more grateful. I shouldn't be angry. I should be more peaceful. But your emotions are there guiding you for a very specific reason, and they're there to serve and support you. And all we need to do is reclaim them. And now is our time. Now is our time. And it's almost like the wool has been pulled over our eyes for so long, and now it's time to say enough, because the evidence is so clear. I mean, emotions are so impactful in every aspect of our life. And if you look at businesses and how much they're spending on trying to emotionally connect with us, I mean, this is like, millions and millions of dollars are spent on corporations to learn to emotionally connect. But, there's an aspect of it that's been shamed, but it's our time to reclaim this and really recognize that when we learn to connect with ourselves in this intimate way, to understand ourselves from complete love and see each feeling we have as just blessed guidance there for us and just supporting us, then we are reclaiming not just love for ourselves, but our power, an inherent gift that we've been given that supports us to go beyond the rational mind. We need the rational mind, but it's been overused, and this is a part that we need to reclaim, that we and love, and to see how any feeling coming through is there to serve and support you. It's an advantage. And when you start responding to your emotions from that way, you become the receiver, and life becomes easier, and you follow that guidance, you're going to automatically, again, feel greater self-esteem, feel greater confidence, because you are actually loving rather than rejecting these parts of you.
Amazing. And like you said, you start to, in a way, stop fighting yourself. It's a big fight.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Having to deal with the negative. And like you said, run from it. When it's all along trying to really help you grow and trying to help you become stronger, you know, and become closer to your real self, the big self, your soul, you know. And I love how you said that. It's important for us to start to now take control, take advantage, and start to take that wool over our eyes and say, okay, this is me completely. I must embrace myself to get better and to become my true self, or to reach my potential.
Yes, you know? Absolutely, absolutely.
Amazing. And so as we end in this, I feel like we just need to have like a longer time to talk. It's just so good to talk about this. And I wanted you to just briefly tell us what you want women and men, anyone that reads this book, what is your overall message?
My overall message is for people to understand that we are loved at a level that is beyond our comprehension. And when you begin to understand how loved you are in a moment that you're experiencing negative feelings, your life changes, because you see the grace that's being given to you, and you're not fighting anymore. You're not resisting, and that's when life becomes easier. So it's we have a choice. And I know how when you experience a negative feeling, you know, I'm not saying I experience a negative feeling and it's all, you know, roses. You know, I still hear that small self. It can still impact me. But what the gift of the book of Feel is that when we get in that place of overwhelm, when a negative feeling comes, you can turn to this as a reference guide, that you look up over 65 feelings and you remember. And that's what it's all about. It's simply remembering our truth, because what this is really about is this is an alarm telling us we've forgotten our truth, and it's temporary. But for some of us, it lasts longer than it needs to. And so when a negative feeling comes up, it's an opportunity to remember and claim more of your truth. And that's what we're here to do. That's when we can really be of service. That's when our gifts can really be shared out in the world. And that's when you shine from the inside out. And this is what's available to you. And so I'll just leave with this one quote that I have in the beginning of my book, and it's by Rumi. And it says, God turns you from one feeling to another and teaches by means of opposites, so that you will have two wings to fly with, not one.
Wow, that's powerful. And that's completely true. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate you joining us once again for this segment.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. It's so great to go in deep with you, and I appreciate having this time together with your community.
Thank you. And you can find out more about Michelle's book by going to michellebarcel.com, and you can also purchase her book on Amazon. We'd like to also thank you, all listeners, for tuning in today. Until next time, continue to stay enlightened, empowered, and esteemed.